Welcome to KRHS 90.1 FM radio, broadcasting from Ridner High School in Overland, Missouri. I am DJ Marky J.
And I'm Jeremy Phipps.
And today, guys, we have a special guest with us today. We have our own honorable Missouri Governor Jay Nixon here in the studio with us today.
It's great to be with y'all.
Governor Jay Nixon is the 55th governor of the state of Missouri and is a native of DeSoto, Missouri. DJ John.
How you doing, Governor Nixon?
I'm doing well.
How can students become more active in government or making change in their community?
Well, I think they need to have an opinion and need to be involved. And a couple of ways to do that. First of all, watch the news, read the news. Maybe not on TV, but think about things. These days, with your ability to tailor what information you get, you can literally choose what your favorites are or whatever. Some people get that real narrow. I think it's really important to listen to other opinions and listen to what's going on in your community. It hasn't been hard to see over the last 2 weeks a lot going on in this area on very difficult issues and very challenging situations. Folks should learn about those things and have opinions about them.
What advice can you give teens of Missouri for the future?
This will sound really boring, but you know, the more school you get after high school, the more likely it is you're going to have economic independence. So I say education is a lifetime endeavor. After high school, whatever you do, keep going, whether it's a technical school, a four-year school, a two-year school. Education is the best way to have economic independence there is, and focusing as you get on out of high school on getting that education is important.
Now, Governor, if you changed your whole career, if you started all the way over, would you change anything?
Anybody that says they wouldn't change anything, it's crazy. You, of course you would. I'd wear something different than I'm wearing now, maybe in the morning. There's a lot you'd change. I'd be, but the thing that, that hadn't been a question because you can't change the past. I told somebody else, when I got elected governor, I tried to take the rearview mirrors off the car and just use the windshield. I mean, you got to be looking forward. That being said, you learn a lot. So sure. Wish I would have studied a little more in high school. Wish I would have, spent a lot of time playing sports that makes my knees hurt a lot right now. I think that you always make mistakes. And if you make mistakes, people's character is judged not by how they do after they make a mistake, but by how they do after they make one.
Now, with that being said, what do you think are the hardest things Missourians are facing today?
Well, I mean, we're right here in an area in which the nation has watched. I mean, you have a young man shot, killed in the street by police. You have the proper First Amendment work and statements by some, but you also have some folks that have used this to act violently and destroy property. But it touches issues, race, policing, education, poverty, a whole lot of issues here that we got to work about. So you don't have to go very far in America to see what the tough issues are. They've been on the front page of every paper and on CNN and every national news story over the last 2 weeks.
A lot of students have asked me about being a governor and what it takes to. I can tell them. So what does it take to be a governor?
Well, you have to have ears and a mouth. You got to listen. If you're going to reflect the people, you got to understand it. So you have to really try to meet with a lot of different people and try to pull out of them their opinions so that when you make those lonely decisions you have to make as governor, because oftentimes at the very end of meetings, everybody gets quiet. And it's a yes or no. There's only one person making that call. It's me. If you've listened to people, much better likelihood. And then read. The other thing to all the students, read, read, read. I mean, the more you can read and the more you can listen, the better off you're the more likely it is you're going to make the right decisions.
Have you accomplished any of your plans or goals as governor?
I feel really good about a lot of things we've done. I mean, I could go through some of those examples. I'll give you one quick one. It doesn't get a lot of attention in the press because it's positive. That is, we've got a program called Partnership for Hope that helps developmental disabled folks after the age of 18, after they get past high school. Mm-hmm. We're now serving, thousands of families. Those folks are getting job training, getting jobs. You combine that with our autism insurance coverage that now means that very young youth get what's called ABA treatment, the special treatment. We're getting a lot better outcomes. I think in the mental health arena, in that area, we've made some really solid progress.
Right. Now, Governor, are you familiar with the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever done the challenge before?
No, I've not. Gary Pinkle challenged me to it, but we were in the middle of a lot of stuff going on here in Ferguson, and I didn't I just didn't have time to get that to us. So when I see the coach this next time I see him, he's going to be really on me for not stepping up and taking on the coach of the Missouri Tigers on the ice bucket challenge. I got a feeling when I go to a football game and I go down the sidelines, I think the team's going to take the Gatorade and pour it on me just to their own ice. I think they're trying to raise some money that they do the ice bucket challenge to me instead of me doing it to myself. So that's what I'm fearing right now.
So would you ever accept the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah, if we didn't have all the stuff going on, I got no problem with cooling off in this weather.
So did you ever come up with a DJ name?
No.
Yeah, it is our tradition. Anybody that we have in here, special guests, they come up with a DJ name.
And you are in the studio.
You are in the studio.
So that makes you
a DJ.
So what
have been some good ones? I'll
we have DJ Spiller. We have DJ Spiller.
Nixie Nix, DJ Nixie Nix.
Guys, I'm not that cool. I mean, when I was playing basketball and when I was in law school, we were playing a game in the semifinals for the championship. And the guy was just jawing at me. Jawing. I mean, really come after me. Anyway, beat him. Anyway, about halfway through the game, I said, whoever wins, get the other guy's jersey. Okay? Whoever wins. Okay, I'll give you my jersey. If you beat us, you get my jersey. I get yours. And we beat him. And I got his jersey. And so I wore it in a championship game on the back of it. And the reason I wanted his jersey, the name he had on the back was Executive Dog. So in law school, I was the Executive Dog.
All right. Thanks, Governor Nixon. But right before you leave, one last thing. We would like to take a RHS selfie.
RHS selfie.
Okay. You know how to take one, right?
Yeah, I can do that. I've been there.
Ready? One, two, three. All right.
All righty.
Thanks, Governor Nixon.
Thank you,
this is KRHS 90.1 broadcast from Overland, Missouri.